Hi, everyone, and welcome to another special Talking Stone episode. We have John with us, who was a bedtime client of mine. Welcome.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here. Thanks, Daniel.
Anytime. Thanks for all the help. And first of all, I want to ask you, it was you graduated a while back, right? When did I work with you?
Yeah, so I graduated from your program. That was in, about March, April of 21.
Exactly.
A little bit right after the pandemic, well, mid-pandemic, obviously, when everything was locked down. So yeah, I started in February, and then got through your program about, I think I did the 90 days, but 60 days, I stayed with it pretty actively. And then,
somewhere there. Yeah, I knew it was not quite recent. It was a little bit back. So
yeah, it was.
Well, so for, the purpose here, of course, is to share your story so everybody can learn a little bit. So tell us a little bit about, like, how did it start for you?
Honestly, Daniel, it felt like something happened overnight almost. I was living in South Korea in 2019, around June. Literally seemed like overnight, I couldn't sleep. I literally felt like I had lost the ability to sleep, and it's so much so that, it just kind of shook my world in the sense of, one night led into the next, and I was trying to do everything I could, come to find out through your program, trying to increase the sleep efforts, that it just continued to fuel anxiety. So much so, I was dealing with the tinnitus and the ringing in the ears or this hyperacusis. So it just really seemed to snowball bad. And I was very much struggling in South Korea. And I had to come back. I couldn't function. I was teaching over there. And I could not sleep. And every day I started to live to try to sleep. And sleep became so much like a performance for me. And I was stuck. And I could not figure out what the heck is going on. And I truly felt something is wrong. And I think that it's probably something so many of the listeners and people that have followed your programs, they feel like there is something wrong. Something has happened to me. And I literally, like I said, felt overnight. What the hell happened, and it became a very lonely existence. And to feel like you can't sleep. And I know you've probably heard this many times, but, if you feel like you can't do something, which come find out through your program, sleep is a passive process. But when you're trying so hard and nothing seems to work, it's like, what is going on? It just became a huge issue, a huge burden on my life. So I came back to the States, started to, was treated medicinally through, the trazodone, the Seroquel off-label, trying to do something, some sedative to make me sleep. But for what I found, Daniel, was that by feeling like I needed medicine, I was feeling like I needed this to help me sleep, where historically I had no problem sleeping. So, every doctor I went to, no one talked about a cognitive behavioral therapy approach. And I actually, unbeknownst to me, I didn't realize I actually had seen your YouTube channel while I was going through all this back in the States, trying these different meds. And I really caught on to the idea of, working through our thoughts, our feelings, and how we approach sleep, and I that started to jive with me, because I didn't want to feel like I needed to be on something to help me sleep. I had no issues for all my life. I was always known to be a great sleeper, and my friends would joke with me about my sleep, So anyway, I wanted to move away from any medicine or anything to say I need something to help me sleep. It just felt so odd to me. And I initially had stumbled upon your YouTube, and your message was very gentle and sort of took the pressure almost away from the need to, it's on to do less approach almost, in a paradoxical approach really to what we would think of trying to solve X, Y, and Z. So, and then from that, I then explored CBT, for an application. And I didn't even really know, honestly, when I got it, that it was your program. But it to me, it seemed like the right thing to do. And And like I said, I started this program. I had no idea it was yours. And it came probably a little bit later that I sort of connected it to the bedtime app and, you know, your YouTube. But this was a game changer for me, man. It completely changed. And it sounds almost silly, but the idea of when we are in tune to our thoughts and feelings and understanding, I mean, the educational aspect of this application for me totally changed my whole approach to what I was doing and through the sleep efforts and really trying to sleep hygiene, doing everything in my life. I started to live to try to sleep. And this probably does not sound new to you from people, but literally my life was, how can I sleep? What do I have to do now to sleep? And I couldn't. But slowly but surely, and from the educational component of your program, and first of all, understanding what insomnia is. You know, again, I think that idea of there's something wrong with me, you totally take that away and almost normalize and make, you know, you talk a lot about the idea of like in that program of like, you are special. This insomnia is not. There's nothing unique to this insomnia, you know. For lack of a better phrase, this became like the program, which structured itself as, you know, little day at a time, the couple of weeks of education, along with understanding our thoughts and our actions around sleep and what we're doing. I mean, it almost became like a little, again, like a lack of a better phrase, like a friend that you could check in, someone that could really understand where you're coming from, because people that don't experience this, it's hard for them to understand. And I would feel the same way when I did not have insomnia. I didn't know anything about it. So this application was almost like having a friend by your side every day. And I think so much like the first 2 weeks really focused on the education of insomnia, what it is, how our habits and our thoughts affect sleep. And in everything it spoke to me. And I think, and I hope I can echo this to your listeners that, I mean, the insomnia is not unique. You know, it is, it's actually, I think a lot of us share many, I've heard some of your guests before, and I felt similar experiences to them. But the whole approach to it was simple and made a lot of sense. And your program does a lot of bringing real life examples into like this sort of what feels like a world ending sort of condition, right? Like I'm going to be, you know, this is going to be my life. And it was just a great thing for me. Yeah.
Super, super glad to hear this. And you gave us a really great kind of like big picture story of like, you know, what happened throughout this time.
Yeah.
And I want to talk more about like what you found helpful and how things started to change, you know, getting easier for you. But going back, and by the way, this is the first time I hear that like you found the app and didn't realize it was actually the same.
I had no idea it was you, but I tell you the app was, you know, I loved your YouTube and just like I said, your whole gentle approach to understand, you know, and like I said, I think people with insomnia, like you said, I think you're, you know, we talk about the three P's, you know, like there's a certain type of person we want to be fixers, the act of doing more, it's for a result. And so everything you kind of talked about, it registered to me. So yeah, it didn't surprise me when I come to find out that was your application. So
okay, kind of, yeah, you saw the similarities. Yeah, funny detail there. But yeah, going back to like how it all started, when you think back upon that, like the first kind of like sleepless night, in retrospect, was there nothing stressful going on whatsoever that you can pinpoint to, or was there something that may have been like a little bit stressful or not really?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think there was a, you know, precipitating event or situation, you know, obviously it was the height of the pandemic. I was living alone in South Korea. Absolutely. I do think there was an event that occurred unbeknownst to me but how one event and can sort of just snowball it into something that's just insane. So yeah, absolutely. I do think there was an event that occurred that just sort of like from that point on, you know,
No, I was just curious, John, because mostly people can tell that I was under some stress, and you clearly were for several reasons. Well,
absolutely, you know, and there's no doubt about it. And again, how that sort of manifested itself into
And how long was this period, you know, when this started and then you decided to go back to the States? How long were you still remaining in Korea? Yeah,
no, it's a great question. So it started in June 2020 is when I really started to experience sleepless nights, the sleeplessness. And then I came back in September of 2020, and I didn't start your program until February of 21. So it was some months, you know, like I was doing like trials with the medications. You know, I did the biofeedback, you know, I went into a specialist. So, I mean, I was kind of doing everything, you know, medicinally, but everything except what in some ways, you know, was the CBT itself. I mean, it had been some months for sure.
I hear. And not that necessarily this is like important in any way, but I think there may be somebody out there who is in a very similar situation. So I just want to ask you one more thing about this, which was this, this experience of like being in a foreign country and having this problem. Did you feel like that added maybe to the stress, or maybe it didn't differ so much because you were still kind of like, it was difficult when you came back to the States, but what was that experience like having this problem in a different country?
Yeah, I think, you know, with, anytime you're in a foreign land, you know, away from friends and family, you know, I think when your health feels compromised, you feel very vulnerable. And, you know, I appreciate the, you know, I would go, I remember like I went to the local clinic and he was kind enough. He didn't speak great English, but he was so gentle. And it was, you know, he wrote me a little benzo, you know, anything that sort of to help me kind of cut the edge. Cause I knew it was anxiety. I started to feel like there's something, you know, but yeah, it was challenging in that sense because I was so far away from, you know, friends and family and my general practitioner. And so it kind of came to a point where I needed to come home. But yeah, I do think like, and then while I was teaching, you know, I loved the teaching aspect in Korea, but, you know, very intense 10-hour work day. So had to really have like quick turnover and not sleeping well. And then I was like, oh boy, here's a long day and days sort of compounded for sure. You know, so that became tough.
Totally here.
For sure. But
all right. So you decide, you know, come home, you do come home. And then you mentioned you tried various things like several medications and sleep hygiene, I'm sure. And, and many other things. What was like for you, the some experience in terms of the nights? Was it more like the, you know, totally sleepless nights, or was it kind of very choppy nights, or you didn't feel like you slept, or what was it like that experience?
Yeah. And I think for me, Daniel, it was very, I mean, very choppy. I mean, I feel like I'd fall asleep and I'd jump right back up, sort of that hypervigilance, very, you could certainly tell. I mean, I knew it was, I feel like you could touch me. My body was sort of always jumping, you know, I mean, it was like, you know, I know you talk about that a lot in your program as well. There's a section and it's sort of related to the idea when you're so, you know, your nervous system is so out of whack. But I mean, yeah, I would just every 10 minutes I was up and waking, jerking, herky jerky. And so, yeah, it was just such a, it you know, really scared me to be frank, terribly terrifying. And so, yeah, I mean, that lasted for a long time. And yeah, but then, yeah, obviously some nights were just sleepless, you know, and I would do everything in the world that I could to alter my, you know, living arrangement, environment, whatever I could to, you know, to get on the good side of sleep, so to speak. So
totally here. And as we were kind of like, you know, continuing the story towards when you found bedtime and things started to get a little bit easier, was there, did you stay on a certain medication, or was it kind of like just on and off and nothing really, didn't stay on anything?
No, it's, I stayed, you know, when I got back to the States, you know, the Trazodone and Seroquel, kind of jumping back and forth, working with that. I was still on the Seroquel and a low dose for maybe 7-10 days when I started your program. And I know you kind of addressed that, you know, this is for anyone that on or off medication. And because I wanted to transition away from, you know, any medication, it wasn't making, I didn't feel rested, you know, it's more of a sedating effect. And so, yeah, a little bit of medication. that I was on. And eventually, like I said, I literally through that program, I felt more confident. Sleep confidence sort of became a little bit more. It's crazy how like sleep is like performance, you know, it's weird. It kind of felt like a performance at a certain point, and it just was so bizarre. But yeah, your program just sort of gently reintroduced everything, you know, like the confidence and the believing in that you can do that. I mean, you really can lose confidence in your sleeping ability. As bizarre as that may sound to, but it's true. So yeah, that's kind of how the transition from medication to your program. Once I got off that medication, then I was fully, you know, in your program. And kid you not, I mean, it did not take long for me to start sleeping again. Right as I found your program, I was very regimented with it. And it's very simple, you know, check in the morning, get your educational piece, you know, and like I said, it's almost, you know, I don't want to share too much, but I mean, it's a wonderful program, but it's almost like, you know, I was doing so much prior to your program that this felt so easy, you know, and I was like, this is easy. And but in fact, I'm getting results. And so it's like I said, really paradoxical to like anything we do in life, like working out,
yes,
you know, so it's like, oh, wow, this is like, okay. I'm totally jacked. So it did not take long, Dana, for your program. Like the start, like I said, the educational piece was critical. You know, I work as a social worker in a hospital, and I always tell my patients, you don't know what you don't know. And, you know, if you don't know about insomnia and what it is, you know, that education is a critical component. And so that was the first 2 weeks were really helpful with that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it really is that like the first 2 weeks, I think that's when people are really motivated too. So I try to like put the really like the most helpful, like educational piece in the first 2 weeks. But it sounds like for you, it was really like when you just started understanding what had happened, that sort of automatically led to sleep having a little easier, right?
Yeah. It was, like I said, when you kind of, like I said, very almost normalized it, made it not so much about me, but it's, yeah, like I said, there's nothing wrong with you. Yeah, it kind of took the edge off completely. And like you said, once you, yeah, like I said, yeah, those 2 weeks are huge. You know, I think, I hope for your listeners also, they can see like, and I agree, the idea of like, you know, I think you get to this point in your life and, yeah, you're, you know, I feel like most people would be quite motivated, and it doesn't take a lot to like, that motivation can then build, you know, one day leads to the next, and you know, checking in with the app and, it happens quickly. And I will say, you know, the thing that was helpful for me, Daniel, was, you know, knowing, how accessible you were, you know, it took time, of course, you know, we knew it wasn't going to be overnight, but just checking in when they were, you know, having just little struggles, you know, I just felt like you were always, it always felt spot on, you know, and I just felt like I had it's, for lack of a better phrase, just like a friend, somebody, a coach, someone that is there with you, because, you know, like I said, it's such an isolating existence. It really is, you know, for a long time.
Yeah. So super glad you found it and that it was so helpful. And I want to ask you, about this, because, you know, even though you find that, oh, wow, I have started to understand, you know, it can really open your eyes to what had happened. It doesn't necessarily mean it's like a quick or easy path. But for you, was it kind of like a lot of speed bumps, like bumpy or not so much? Was it kind of more a smoother transition out of insomnia, if you will?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. No, it was bumpy. I mean, it was bumpy. I mean, from, you know, if I was even to sleep 4 hours, you know, it took time to even get to 4 hours of like, oh, wow, I slept for 4 hours through the night, you know, and then I'd wake up and, you know, just kind of in a hyper arousal state, you know, but the knowing like, oh, wow, like I felt somewhat a bit more rested than normal. So no, it's, you know, and even to this day, like it's always there, you know, but the idea of like it, how, you know, you talk a lot about some programs, like, how do you respond to that? Like, how do you go about your day following that? Like, what do you, are you attaching, what emotion are you attaching to that sleepless night or a bad night? You know, are you, so that idea of just being gentle with it and proving that you can still carry about your day, even on, you know, X, Y, because, you know, that idea of we have to have so many hours and all that's all in your program. And you cover that beautifully. And, but yeah, it's been a road for sure. I mean, I still feel like, you know, my I often, and the thing I like about your program is like, I can always go back to it. It's been over a year now. But I'm always able to kind of flip back into the sections and kind of pick anything out that I may need kind of tuning up, and it's always there for me, you know?
So. Yeah. That's right. You always have access to it. All the modules and everything. And then was there a point where you, you did decide to graduate, so I even think this must have been quite a little easier, but was there some point where you felt like, I think this struggle is over for me? Like, I think, you know, did that gradually start to feel like that? Or was there a point that you remember when you thought that?
Yeah. I think a couple months in, it was a sense of belief. And again, I think it was almost like the confidence was back, kind of like I really kind of felt like I was okay to, I didn't really need to check in every day into the program, or like, I felt like I had a good handle on it. So I'd say a couple months in, I was feeling good. And like, say even 30 days, I mean, it happened. It didn't take long for me at all to start sleeping. And like I said, I was at such a hyper aroused state to then go to your program. And like I said, once I got off the Seroquel and I just transitioned into your program, it got better. And so again, I think the confidence of that, you know, the results were showing for themselves. And yes. Eventually, and I think that's probably, I'm sure your hope for everyone is eventually they won't need a program, but the idea of like, once you're able to kind of move forward and believe like, I'm good, you know, I feel like, you know, it was a cool feeling, for sure. Yeah.
So glad. And, you know, I want to ask you, one other question that I ask a lot of guests here, which is, did you find that what you learned from this struggle with insomnia, that it's that you could apply to like other aspects of life?
Yeah, 100%. I work in a hospital setting, and anytime I assess patients if they're having any psychological, any sort of physical, any distress, I mean, I always ask, how are you sleeping? I mean, I never would have really gone there first, but are you sleeping? You know what that does to our mental functioning and physical. I mean, if you're not sleeping well, what it does. I mean, absolutely. So now 100%, Daniel. I mean, it's so for that, I'm blessed in the sense, because I can understand it. So many times, Daniel, in the hospital setting, I mean, we'll see patients who were just beside this, I just want to sleep, you know, and I hear that off so often, you know, and I just say, I understand. You know, I do understand your struggle and the need, and you know, but in that, you know, and I think, you know, and I think so many people just want a drug, you know, and again, nothing against medicine at all, of course, but the idea of like, I need something to help me sleep, you know, and the idea that sort of will be the answer. So, great question. Yeah. It's tremendously helped me in the medical field and working with folks constantly all the time.
I'm so glad to hear that. And I, honestly, I think, as I think, I'm sure we both see this the same way. There are so many people out there struggling with sleep that are not really getting the education and the help they need. Yeah. And how is that going to change? Which I hope it will. Well, I see it this way, that it's just kind of like, you know, person to person, almost like you now have this understanding, and you happen to be a social worker, you interact with people and you can educate them, and then they can learn. And I somehow see that's how the, you know, the world will get out there, things will change. So I'm very glad that, you not only found this helpful for yourself, but you can actually help others now.
Well, thank you. It's huge. And I hope that the profession and I try to talk about, you know, the cognitive behavioral therapy, you know, for insomnia, and that idea of the support that is out there. Just to say, like, just being mindful of our thoughts and our feelings and our, you know, how we ascribe certain things or emotions to sleep. I mean, that's just huge. It sounds crazy, and maybe for some, but I agree. It's just like, once you sort of get a handle of your thoughts and how you attach your emotions to certain like situations, like, and completely change. And even related to sleep. And that was, you know, like, even in my master's program, like, we never talked about sleep or CBT. I mean, CBT, yes, of course, we talked about that, you know, all the time. It's like, you know, therapeutic model, but for insomnia, like, oh my God, like, you know, so even for someone like me who went through school, like, I never considered insomnia as a therapeutic approach using cognitive behavioral therapy, which you've done.
A huge lack of education there for everyone.
Tremendously.
Now, last question for you is this one. If you could go back and talk to yourself, maybe during the time you were in Korea there, or when the struggle was really intense, what would you say to yourself?
Yeah. One I would say is, you are okay. You are okay. There's nothing wrong with you. Another thing is, the Dr. Googles we all go to in trying to find, the perfect answer and understand what is wrong with me. And I would just tell myself to just, be graceful towards yourself and be patient and be kind, and things will be okay, and because as you said, it's in a precipitating event, but how that rolls in over into sleep, it's incredible, really, and how that can snowball. But yeah, I would just try to be more gentle towards myself with everything, and I would probably for everybody sort of that idea to know that there's nothing wrong with you, and I love what you always say, Danny, in your program, and this stuck with me, that it's the individual is special and unique, your insomnia is not. And I think once you understand that, that will change it, that will open all the doors to kind of working through this. You are special, your insomnia is not. And so that was awesome, and that has stuck with me for sure.
So glad this was so well said, and I just want to thank you, John, for being here and sharing a message of hope and inspiration our community.
Thank you. And thank you for all you do for the world and everything, putting all your message out there for everyone. Because I've read your comments from folks. You're making a world of a difference. I don't say this lightly, saving lives. Because I think for some people it can get that bad. And it gets dark, when you're struggling. So thank you for all you do and your program. And I can't say enough about the bedtime program. So thank you very much.
Anytime. It's music to my ears. So glad to hear that. All right, John. Well, we'll say bye for now, but stay in touch. All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.